CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and at the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 24th of February 2019. Here are the main news headlines. IARU active at WRC 19 preparation. Enter the Club of the Year competition. Could you be RSGB company secretary? The ITU conference preparation meeting for WRC 19 has been running this week and will continue into next week. Taking place in Geneva, the IARU has been present for agenda items on 50 MHz, wireless power and other matters of importance to amateur radio. There's still time to put in an entry for the RSGB Club of the Year competition. Entries are welcome from all RSGB-affiliated groups, and there is just one size category this year, so the size of your club doesn't matter. The theme is Meeting RSGB Strategy 2022. Entries must be received by the 28th of February. Clubs should read the rules on the RSGB's website and send entries to their regional representative. The RSGB would like to thank Waters and Standen for their continued sponsorship of the competition. The RSGB is looking to recruit an RSGB member to the voluntary position of company secretary. The position plays a key role in the society's governance and provides vital support in the running of board meetings and the annual general meeting. For full information on the role, please go to the RSGB's website. If you feel you have the necessary skills to fulfil this important role, or you'd like more information, please email the chairman of the board via chairman@rsgb.org.uk, and if you're applying for the position, please include a current CV. For the first couple of days after KickSat-2 was deployed last November, nothing was heard from the satellite. But in February, NICO, PA0DLO, reported receiving several short and weak telemetry bursts on 437.5077 MHz. KickSat-2 was scheduled to deploy up to 104 tiny Sprite satellites into low Earth orbit. The Sprites then would transmit on 437.240 MHz at 10 milliwatts. The Sprites, which are less than 2 inches square, are expected to re-enter Earth's atmosphere within weeks. There's no news on whether these Sprites will be deployed. Provisional results for the last IARU Region 1 50 to 70 MHz contests are now available on the IARU Region 1 website at iaru-r1.org. Several UK stations are in the top 10 in various categories. The 6-hour 50 MHz category saw G4ZAP Portable achieving 4th place and G0VHF Portable got 10th place. In the multi-operator 50 megs section, the GJ8P stations achieved 5th place. The ARRL has released version 11.7 of the logbook of the world configuration file. This has added the ability to confirm QSOs made through the JO97, FO99 and QO100 satellites. Users should receive a prompt to update their configuration file when opening recent versions of TQSL. The file can also be downloaded from lotww.arrl.org/lotwuser/config.tq6. The RSGB has changed the way it hosts the online version of Radcom. This uses HTML5 to display the pages and no longer requires Flash to be installed. Pages will also load faster. All this year's editions are now available to members in the new format on the RSGB website, and we'll be converting back issues from previous years in due course. Car parking charges will be waived for the West of England radio rally on the 16th of June at Froome's Cheese and Grain. Last year, Mendip District Council introduced Sunday charges in a number of car parks across Froome, including the exhibitor's site. According to BBC News, the council has announced it will stop charging for the duration of the event. And now for the details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 24th, The Raynham Radio Rally takes place at the Victoria Academy, Magpie Hall Road, Chatham in Kent, ME45JB. Doors open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's £2.50 for adults with free entry for children. There'll be local and national traders, the Bratz Kitchen of Bratz Interactive Zone for Kids, Bratz Junk and Talk in Station on 145.550 megs using GB4RRR. Also today, the 24th Red Rose Rally will be held at St Joseph's Hall, Chapel Street, Lee, WN72PQ. Doors open at 11 a.m. There'll be trade individual and club stands, including an RSGB bookstall, as well as a bring and buy. Catering will be available on site. More details at www.wmrc.co.uk. Next Sunday, the 3rd of March, the Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally takes place at America Hall, De La Rue Way, Pinhoe in Exeter, EX48PW. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Disabled customers can get access from 10:15. Admission is £2, under 16's free. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, catering will be available. Details from Pete, G3ZVI, on 07714198374. To get your event into Radcom, into GB2RS on the website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and we need to know about 4 months in advance for Radcom. Now for DX News from 425 DX News and other sources, George W2AIV will be on holiday in Belize as V31GF until the 2nd of March. He'll be on the 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands using SSB, but will also try some slow CW. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Willie, ON4AVT, will be active as 6 Whiskey 7 stroke call sign from Senegal until the 30th of March. He'll be operating PSK, CW, SSB, possibly FT8 on various bands, including 60 metres. QSL via his home call, Bureau preferred. Roman UT7UA is active as EM1UA and or EM1U from the Ukrainian Research Station located on Galindeth Island, AN006 in Antarctica. His license is valid until the 1st of February 2020. QSL both call signs via UT7UA. Gildas and Michelle will be active as Fox Golf stroke Fox 6HMQ and FG stroke F6 GWV respectively from Guadeloupe, which is NA102, until the 10th of March. QSL via their home calls. In the ARRL DXSSB contest, they'll be calling TO3Z, QSL via F6HMQ. Arnaud, JG1XMV, will be on the air as Fox Kilo stroke call sign from New Caledonia until the 10th of March. He'll be operating SSB on the 40 to 15 metre bands from the main island, Grande Terre, and that's OC032. Updates will be posted on qrz.com under FK/JG1XMV, QSL via JG1XMV, either direct or bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Now here's the special event news. H31A is being used to commemorate 500 years of the foundation of Panama City, in Panama, of course. The station will be on the air at various times until the 15th of August. They'll be operating on the 80 to 10 metre bands, particularly using digital modes, RTTY, PSK31 and FT8, and some SSB. For more information, please refer to qrz.com, QSL manager HP1AVS. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible for free publicity on GB2RS in Radcom and online. Remember that UK stations with special event call signs must be open to the public so our free publicity can make your efforts more widely known. Now for the contest news, today the 24th, the first 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1000 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. CW Worldwide 160m DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 2200 UTC today the 24th. Using SSB on the 1.8 megs bands only, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone, which for us in the UK is 14. American and Canadian stations will also send their state or province. The RAF contest ends today at 1800 UTC using SSB only, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, The exchange's signal report and serial number French stations also send their department number or overseas prefix. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 19:30 to 22:30 UTC. Using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. This is a CW leg, and the exchange is your four-character locator. On Thursday, the 80-metre club championships also has its CW leg between 2000 and 2130 UTC. The exchange this time is signal report and serial number. And next weekend, the 144432 megs contest runs for 24 hours from 1400 UTC on the 2nd to 1400 UTC on the 3rd. Using all modes on both bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX contest runs for 48 hours next weekend from 000 to 0 UTC on the 2nd, 2359 on the 3rd. Using the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and transmit power. American and Canadian stations also give their state or province. And on Sunday the 3rd, the UK Microwave Group's low band contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's serial report is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The sun played ball this week and matched our predictions. The KP index soared to 4 on Thursday the 21st thanks to ongoing coronal hole activity, but it was otherwise settled. There had been good conditions earlier in the week. The ARRL International DX contest gave people contact into nearly all the US states over the weekend of the 16th and 17th. Meanwhile, Chris, G0DWV, worked a host of West Coast US stations, including some Oregon and Washington, via 40-metre long path late afternoon on Wednesday the 20th, although his beam helped a lot. This may also have been due to pre-auroral enhancement as the KP index surged upwards later that evening. Next week we can expect more of the same, with NOAA predicting the solar flux index at 68 or 70. Geomagnetic conditions will be settled to start with, but expect the KP index to rise again from around the 27th due to recurrent coronal hole activity. We may expect the KP index to hit 4 or 5 between the 27th of February and the 2nd of March, so expect subdued maximum usable frequencies after the potential for enhanced conditions before the geomagnetic storm bites. As we head into March, we can start to kiss goodbye to the long nights that have brought good 160-metre conditions. It's time to say hello to better HF conditions with excellent north-south paths, especially around noon and early afternoon. 80 metres may also start to continue to be open to the UK after dark, with the critical frequency just managing to cover the whole band at times this week. Now for VHF and up, the large area of high pressure nearby to the east and south of Britain will continue to provide good tropo conditions during the first part of the coming week. This long run of tropo weather, pretty much since the start of the month, is typical of slow-moving winter highs, but eventually the Atlantic lows and their frontal systems will always break through. This time it seems the changeover starts from midweek as the pressure falls and the quality of the lift conditions fade. It's too early to talk of sporadic eprocation, so that leaves the cupboard bare for other weather-related modes this week, but keep a watch in case the odd aurora chances by. ES HALESAT continues to surprise and activity is high, with reports of people copying narrow-band signals with just an LNB pointed at the satellite and no dish. A 45-centimetre sky dish seems to give acceptable results, receiving the narrow-band transponder. Moon declination is negative and falling this week, so the moon will be at low elevation for a short period each day, and losses are increasing as we go towards apogee a week tomorrow. And that's all from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also until next week.